It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Steel Curtain Network.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, this is Steel Curtain Network editor Dave Schofield back again for the third pick of day two for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's right. This is the final pick for the Steelers. And actually, because it was so late in the round, day two is in the books because the Steelers picked 98 out of 100 because this was a pick that they picked up in the trade with Kenny Pickett. Actually, this is how it got there. The Steelers acquired a draft pick when they traded Kevin Dotson. Then this draft pick was swapped with the Eagles when they traded Kenny Pickett to move up to this spot. So this is what they did. And who did the Steelers take here? You've actually heard this name before because I mentioned it in the last breaking news podcast. They took linebacker Peyton Wilson. So it's back-to-back Wilsons. The third-round Wilson thing is real. This is the first defender the Pittsburgh Steelers have taken in this draft as an inside linebacker. There is a lot of upside, yet a lot of concern when it comes to this player. And at taking him at 98, you know what? I'm good with this, what the Steelers did. Because why not? Because there are some places that are saying, and I'll get to it here, that this could have been the best linebacker in the class if it was just on tape. It was the medical concerns. So let's dive into this. This is Peyton Wilson, linebacker out of North Carolina State, according to the Draft Network. He is 6'4", 233 pounds, 30 and one half inch arm length and 9-inch hands. They have his strengths as range, flexibility. He's flexible / athletic. Comfortability in space. Got good hands. Non-stop effort and explosive. Wow, that sounds fantastic for an inside linebacker. Concerns, over-aggressiveness, but as Mike Tomlin would say, I'd rather say well than sick him. Play strength at the line of scrimmage. We have to come up the last one. We'll see how that goes. But here's the big one, long-term health. And they said right here, Jeff, Draft Network, this is one of the most enjoyable studies of the class. But the problem is the injuries. Because it says concerns remain about his long-term health was he had a torn ACL in 2020, had a left shoulder issue in 2021. He doesn't have an ACL in one of his knees. Sounds all like Hines Ward. He can occasionally get caught in the wash after attempting to make a play, but he hasn't had an injury his last two seasons. The other problem is he's older. He's a 24-year-old rookie. Right? Seems to be a theme here with the Steelers that they've have some older players in this draft, but they project him as a day two draft pick and a winning starter. Sounds pretty good to me. Now let's roll on over to the Pro Football Network where they have a lot of stuff. Let's see how their measurables are because these are not the same at both places. They have him at 6'4 and an eighth of an inch. Now that's pretty close there with what they had the other one. They have him at 234 pounds. So, all right. So we actually have some consensus here that's a little bit closer. And he was a redshirt senior. So he tore an ACL in high school, tore it later in college, all those things. But let's look at what they have as some of his strengths. Tall, streamlined athlete with effortless acceleration. Has hyper elite explosiveness and long speed, can cover absurd amounts of ground. Let's see, lower body flexibility, contact tackler, fluid lower half, patient and instinctive as a gap invader, can process blocking angles, lots of great stuff. Alert coverage linebacker who follows the quarterback's eyes, but also has great blind spot awareness. Sounded pretty good. Okay. Lethal quarterback spy who can erase scrambling lanes from across the field with his range. Has the burst, bend, and agility to stunt, loop around blocks, and tighten the rush angles. And a high motor defender. These all sound phenomenal. But here you go. Here's the weaknesses. Despite the height, has a lean, narrow frame. Motions conveyed him into drifting some on pre-snap. He can sometimes overrun pursuit angles. Let's see. Below average length and strength, they say. Lack of mass and inability to halt momentum as a solo tackler. Allows runners to finish. Lacking play strength sometimes limits his ability to finish. Let's see. And then they talk about the two ACLs and the season-ending shoulder injury and his age. But that, I mean, if that's the worst part, this is a gamble. One thing that was out there that I know because Jeremy Brett's brought it up on our live stream was that a lot of teams had him as a one contract guy. You know, can you get 4 years out of him before he breaks down? Hey, if that's the case with your fourth pick in the draft coming in the third round, that's all right. That's right. Now, I know some Steelers fans were probably like, oh, a cornerback. I don't know, once again, that the right cornerback was there to take at this point. This was a player I just think they couldn't pass up on. Yes, there's the medical issues, but, you know, the Steelers met with him and all those other things. So I think this is one of those picks that has the potential to be like, wow, he was only a third-round pick, but there's also has the potential of, wow, he did not make it through his rookie deal. It could go either way. But you know what? Even just getting a couple good seasons out of them would be fantastic. We'll just have to see how it all works out for the Steelers. I love the pick. I'd have taken this guy with the last pick when they took Roman Wilson. Now they got Roman Wilson. They got Peyton Wilson. And they've got quarterback Russell Wilson. So if you want to know who else the Steelers are drafting in this draft, maybe look for some Wilsons or guys with a last name that starts with an F. Because that's what they've got so far. But, man, I'm really loving this draft from the Steelers. We've got three more picks coming on Saturday, so make sure you are checking it out to get all of the news of what's going on with these players, all the podcasts we're bringing to you, and also make sure that you are checking out SteelCurtainNetwork.com with all the breakdown that we have going on there. Woo! I'll be back tomorrow for the Steelers' final picks in this draft. I'm excited. I don't know that there's anything they can do tomorrow that could bring me down off of how well I like this draft. I think they've done a fantastic job. So I'm going to say it once again to close it out. Go Steelers.
Steel Curtain Network. Get it.